The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with by far the best looking guest I've had in the history of the show. None other than my bride, an amazing human being, Natalie Campion. She is here because we every year like to do our Thanksgiving episode, because she and my little guy Christian are probably some of the most things I'm most thankful for in this earth. I wanted to have her on. So Natalie, say hello once again. And by the way, all Natalie's episodes are always everyone's favorite. So we got to give the people what they like. Natalie, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys. We are just so grateful for you. I mean, really, we get like the most amazing community ever and have a ton of fun serving you guys. I feel extremely blessed. So, and you guys make that all possible. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yes, you, Cleaning Nation, are amazing. In addition to wanting to take a minute just to thank all of you guys for supporting us and allowing us to serve you, it is not without its hardships, but I got to say, I've had lots of different jobs. Well, very few jobs, lots of different businesses, served a lot of different communities, and by far, Cleaning Nation is the best. That said, I wanted to talk a little bit about why giving thanks is so important. For those of you that have been our clients, one of the things that we do on our weekly calls is before you get to ask any questions, before you get any coaching, all the important stuff that we have, we always celebrate or give thanks. And I know it can feel a little like woo-woo or kind of squishy and like feel good nonsense. But the reality is, as owners of cleaning, or as owners of any companies, we by nature are focused on what's next, right? There's always, you know, I shared the story before of the first time I hit $1 million in revenue. Cause a lot of you guys I talked to, that's a big thing. I want to hit $1 million in revenue. And I shared the first time I hit $1 million in revenue. I don't even remember the year. I don't remember the moment. Cause you think it's going to happen like January 31st, you're going to be like, or December 31st, like $1,001,000, and you're going to get an award and a t-shirt and your family will be notified. And you know, everything's going to change now. You're a real business owner and you'll feel different. And what really happens is it actually happens July 16th and you don't even recognize it was the trailing 12 months. And you're so freaking focused on nothing else but building a $2 million business, right? Because that's all. I coach you just starting and you want to get your first client. I've coached you at 10,000. You want to be at 20, and 20 wants to be at 50, 50, 100, 100, 1 million, 1 million at 2, 2 and 5, 5 and 10, and on goes forever. So that's great. We love that. But if all you're constantly doing is measuring where you're at right now against where you want to be, and you never look back and see how far you come, you're going to get burnt out and quit. So I wanted to make 2 points, and I have got my bride here to kind of give her perspective. Point one, it's really important, and we tell folks, you know, obviously when they're in the program, they're in the safe cocoon of us going over their P&Ls and giving thanks and doing the things that are important. That's great. But when they graduate, you're out on your own. Like most of you, you need to still be doing that. So that weekly or daily giving thanks is really important. So important. We integrate it into just about every call that we do. So we don't get burnt out, right? It can be so easy to focus on what's undone and forget all the things that are done. The second more important piece, and why I have my bride here, is how all that relates with our business or our life, right? A lot of times, so many of us, because we love our business, we treat it like our baby, but it's not our baby, right? Our baby, I would step in front of a bullet. If my baby needed me, I would leave Natalie at dinner and go to my baby. But we treat that with our business, which is not the case, right? Oftentimes, a lot of you guys will leave your Natalie's at dinner or your kid who actually does need you to go take care of the business, because we don't have things in perspective. So a second benefit of giving thanks is we can really step back and look at our lives as a whole and how the business contributes to it, as opposed to just responding to whatever fire of the day happens to be going with the business. One of the big gifts I want to give not just our clients, but you, Cleaning Nation, who are listening, is the ability to understand that we are in charge of our business and it needs to serve us and our family, not the business. We are the slaves to the business and we serve it. So Natalie, having been married to a crazy person that works too much, a crazy person that has sold the business and sat on his butt for a little while, and a crazy person that has worked about right. Talk to me from your perspective, and please don't hear this as man, woman. So if you're the husband going, oh, this is how the wife feels, or vice versa, feel this as owner versus, not versus, but owner spouse, right? So it really doesn't matter that I happen to be the male in this and Natalie's a female. It's more, I've been the entrepreneur and the pusher, and Natalie's been the supporter, and that could be either sex and play the role. So I'm sure you have feelings about any and all of what I said. Dying to hear your perspective for that half of Cleaning Nation.
You know, it's funny. It's been so long since you have worked crazy hours, but kind of when we were in the thick of it and working those hours, I think it was really hard. You know, it was really hard. I think we focused all of our good attention and energy and everything into the business, and there wasn't a whole lot left at the end of the day. Like, we were just exhausted and tired. And especially if you work together, you can certainly prioritize the business and forget why you're doing what you're doing. And that's really hard. I think a lot of people feel like they're, you know, especially if they don't work together, they feel like their spouse prioritizes the business over them. They don't feel very loved or supported, and their spouse's best efforts and intentions and everything goes to the business, which can breed resentment and frustration. And then when the entrepreneur and the relationship has struggles or stress, they don't get the support and the affection that they need from their spouse to keep going. They just get resentment and even more frustration, which can drive a wedge between the two people.
And let me make it even worse, because my bride is being kind and sweet, and I'm hearing a lot of you out there, because I talk to you guys one-on-one, hearing a lot of you go, oh no, my spouse is amazing. She totally, or he totally supports me. And guess what? Natalie is amazing, and she totally supported me. And she didn't come to me in the thick of it and go, you're wearing me out. You're being a bad husband. You're being a bad father. She loves me. She wanted to support me, but that doesn't mean it was okay. So don't hear, I don't want any of you hearing Natalie going, oh yeah, but my spouse supports me. Natalie's totally unsupportive. No, Natalie was wildly supportive. And frankly, without knocking my amazing bride, she probably could have been less supportive, you know, more supportive of me as a person and the goal I was trying to do, but less supportive of me letting our lives get out of balance to serve, to, you know, sacrificing ourselves and our son at the altar of the business.
Yeah, no, I definitely, I see that from other people. I think me personally, both my parents worked together for 40 years and I saw that and it was modeled in my life. And that was kind of like my default. But I think for a lot of people, they don't have that mindset, and it's not wrong. It's more human. And I've heard it from my friends and our family members that have worked and felt extreme resentment towards the business and ultimately their spouse, because their spouse is like, but you don't understand, I'm doing this for you. And the spouse is like, yeah, but you're losing me in the process. And it's a shift of priorities that they don't get, because they feel like they're doing everything for the business. I'm working all of these hours. I'm sacrificing my time. I'm sacrificing my energy to support you, family. And the family's like, yeah, but yes, a roof over our head is great, but we need you. They didn't marry income. They married you.
And I've shared the story before. You know, my bride and I have been married 11 years. So this happened 20 some years ago. Through my 20s, I really worshiped at the altar of working my tail off for the business. And I truly believed I was doing it for my family, but that caused my wife to leave. And obviously that had a negative ripple effect on my son. So it was terrible, because two things happened. One, once my wife left and my son was kind of in this, you know, for those of you who've gone through divorce, which I do not recommend, it's really difficult on the kids, and you still have time. It's not like I get to see him, but it was just weird. It wasn't good for him. And I effectively had lost my family. Right. I couldn't have been less interested in the business or making money. All that became worthless. And the paradoxical thing is, not only did it become worthless, that was good, because I lost everything too, right? For me and most of the people I've talked with, divorce is wildly expensive. So not only do you lose the thing that you're looking for, but you lose the money that you had anyway. And it wouldn't have helped if I was sitting alone, rich with nobody. I don't know that that would have been, it would, all right, I'll be honest, it would have been better than sitting alone, broke with nobody. That, you know, you can certainly be happy and poor, but you can be happy and rich too. So all that to say, the inoculation I found is it's really hard to be stressed out. I shouldn't say hard. It is impossible to be thankful and stressed out, to be thankful and angry, to be thankful and selfish, to be thankful and all the emotions that are going to take you. And these are big boy, big girl stuff, right? Like if I told you as a business coach, hey, don't have your business not have liability insurance, 100% of you will go, that makes obvious sense. You can't do that. This is crazy. And yet we'll run our business and not give thanks and let the overwhelm, the frustration and the stress seep out into our family. And that'll take you, I mean, the likelihood of losing a family or lack of Thanksgiving burning you out and just being so inner focused and letting this business consume us is a real, and I don't say likely, but far more likely than using your liability insurance to protect you against catastrophe. So one sort of catastrophe we really kind of protect against insurance wise, but then we leave ourselves wide open to that. So for you, Natalie, as a spouse, what have you seen working with me when I'm more grateful or less grateful? How has that affected the business? How has that affected my relationship with you? And then as a spouse and a supporter, how has gratitude empowered or disempowered you to play the role that you want to play in our relationship?
I think it's kind of the root of everything, right? Like if you were working 10 hours a week and stressed out and angry and everything was going fine, but you weren't grateful for the things that you had and constantly striving for other things, that would have a trickle down effect to how you are in general, your general demeanor, your relationships with me. It's very difficult to have a loving, supportive relationship with somebody who is unhappy and constantly striving for something else and never content with what they have. So when you, and for the most part, you are extremely grateful for what we have. And that kind of shines through in everything that you do, in your demeanor, how you approach issues. Cause you know, there's this crazy six-year-old in our house that can be maddening. And if you don't have energy and emotional capacity to deal with what children do, it makes it infinitely more difficult for everybody. But having that gratitude in what we have and realizing what's important and why we do what we do makes everything so much smoother and so much easier and much more easy for me to love and support you when things get difficult. It's not always difficult. It's just this tiny bit. And the love and gratitude and respect and patience that you have with us throughout helps in the times that are difficult. Does that make any sense, or am I just rambling?
Could be both. Made sense to me, and you might be right. Okay. I don't know. We'll let the listeners decide. The one last thing I wanted to tag onto that is we talk about in our coaching, once you make $1 more than your expenses are, and you don't need to be at your business, it continues to pay whether you're traveling or doing whatever you choose to do, you're retired. So if you choose to live a lifestyle that requires $20,000 a month of money, then it takes a little longer to retire. You could also say, well, I only need $2,600 a month, and at $2,601 per month, you're effectively retired if that business will run without you. So as opposed to going, I want more, that's fine. You can want more, but you could also get further faster by lowering your expectations, or not lowering your expectations, lowering your need. So the same thing works with Thanksgiving and frustration. If I want to be happy now, I can either raise the things I think will make me happy, money, relationships, whatever, or lower my standard of what I choose to be happy with. So it's so funny. Natalie and I had certainly a disagreement this morning in short version. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Natalie, but she was looking at her interests and not thinking I was taking care of her as well as I should have been. And she was right. And I was looking at my interests and not thinking she was taking care of me as well as I should have been. I was probably wrong. And we were frustrated with each other, but again, there wasn't anything like, you know, it's not like she's a druggie or something. That's like a problem I had to deal with in the real world. It was just something I chose to get uptight about. The way we could have fixed it is I could have either just said, I'm going to choose not to be uptight so much. I could have lowered my expectation or raised my gratitude, or I could have forced her or demanded her to act somehow differently for me to be happy. Well, here's the problem. I can't make her do a damn thing. Pardon my language. But I can change what I'm going to require to be happy, which is ultimately what we both chose to do. And now everything's great. So I want to encourage you, one of the ways to kind of lower your living costs to be retired or lower your happiness quotient is gratitude, right? There's not one of us, no one listening. I can't imagine there's anyone listening to this broadcast that doesn't have probably 100 million, if not a billion people jealous of them. It makes me think of, I'm sure you remember Natalie, we went to Jamaica. And they've got the infirmary. I think we've, we go to build houses, which we all like, and it's a mission trip. So, there's other things than just building the houses. And my least favorite part is going to the infirmary in Jamaica. It is a room or a series of rooms, large dormitory style rooms with cots and, no air conditioning. No, I don't think they have heat, just nothing. Right. Like when I say rooms, I mean, a concrete floor, concrete walls, whatever the roof was made of. I think they had windows and I think some of them had fans and spotty internet access. And we talked to Ryan. I still remember Ryan. I think we're Facebook friends. This young man, has a smile that would light up the room. I think he was missing his arms legs. Yeah. Either way, he was not able to move on his own. And this was his life. Like he was just there. Or no, he had arms, no legs, but he was confined to that bed for sure. And my goodness, he was just one of the kindest, and I'm sure that's not always right. But when I get mad at Natalie for some dumb thing, or I get mad because I lost a customer or got a bad review or whatever goofy stuff we have in our business, that's what we could choose to experience. Or we could go, holy crap, I'm so blessed that I have this body and the wife. And again, especially when it comes to my bride, I'm like, I have the best wife in the world. She's an amazing mom. She's fantastic. And I could choose to bitch at the very small pieces of her that's not perfect. By the way, I come also with those much larger imperfect places. Or I could just say, you know what? I'm going to be grateful and have gratitude for the amazing wife that I have and the amazing mom and the amazing family. So I guess I just want to encourage you all. It's much easier to lower your happiness quotient. Go, this is the standard for me to be happy is lower. And I'm going to choose it than it is even your money quotient. Right. And once the funny thing is, once we get the gratitude happening, the money seems to come. And it's like, just like when I was like, I have to go work and then I'll be rich. And then my family leaves. Not only did I not care about the money anymore, the money left anyway. Once we start being grateful and focusing on the relationships and the finer, more important things in life, it's funny how the money comes. So that's what I have to say on the subject. Natalie, I'm going to give you the closing words and then I'm going to give you a pitch, a plug, which I don't typically do for guests. You're going to get a plug. So
That's exciting.
It is very exciting. You should. And by the way, it's not just the plug. Natalie has nothing to sell. It's just her community. But I think a lot of you are really going to like the communities. So Nathalie, what is your, by the way, she's psycho and has an H in her name. One of the many things we fight about, obviously.
Clearly, psychopath. That was planned out.
Yeah. These Frenchies, you can't trust them. Anyway, what say you, love of my life?
I honestly think there's just one last thing is there's one non-renewable resource that none of us can buy anything else of, and that's time. And if you squander it now worrying about the future or the past, you miss out and you don't know when your last day, hour, week, second is going to be. I just recently came back from my brother's memorial and I had no idea that at 45, I would not see him again. And if I had spent all of my time and energy focused on other things and not the people that I love, I would have extreme guilt and, what's the word I'm looking for? Not resentment, but, regret that I didn't spend it telling my family and my friends that I love them. And, this business is here. It's here to support you, but it's here to support the time that you have. You don't have an infinite time on this earth. So make sure that you prioritize that because you can't get any more of it. One day you're going to be old and lose your marbles and wander around a facility for 10 years. Spend this time now with the people that you love and make the most of it.
Getting too spiritual, although it is Thanksgiving, regardless of your spiritual beliefs, I'm guessing most of you would agree with me. The minute we die and end up, for me, I would believe heaven, but others may believe different things. All the things that we thought were so important are probably not important. And the things that we chose to give thanks for, the relationships, spiritual things, the people that we knew in the time that we invested will probably still remain important. So something to consider as we're prioritizing, and prioritizing is really just where we give thought and energy to. And thanks is a great way to intentionally give thought and energy to things that are going to serve us and improve our lives and lives of those around us. So that said, here's the plug. My amazing bride has a a community called Moms Love Guns. If you want to follow her on Instagram, if you just are like, why am I listening to Mike talk all the time? He's a pain in the ass. Natalie seems she's the money. She has a podcast, Moms Love Guns. She has an Instagram channel, Moms Love Guns. I think she has a Facebook group, Moms Love Guns. So if you love guns and your mom, or you just want to see her ridiculousness, it's mostly her playing with Christian, shooting guns and working out. Is that a fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
And putting up things she finds hilarious.
Yes.
Go check that out. A lot of dudes there. I mean, she's hot. She doesn't, you know, if you're looking for like my wife and, you know, sexy attire, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's not, yeah. not what that's about. But fellas, I guess you can enjoy as well. Moms definitely enjoy. People loves guns. Go check that out. For everyone else, it's like, appreciate it, but I'm kind of here for cleaning stuff or how to build a business. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, our gift to you, our thanks is we've got a free on-demand training with the 5 shifts that you need to make that will help you build the business that allows you to give Thanksgiving and have the life that you want. It's free. It's on demand. growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. Thank you, Cleaning Nation, for allowing us to serve you, and see you next time. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.